Yes, yes, y'all. We are live and in living color. Podomania 4. First episode of 4 shows in 4 days, bringing you all that good WrestleMania weekend action. Prediction spoilers as announced by the Pod God on social media. Thanks for the Pod God for dropping us a little plug there and plugging the shows for Podomania 4. Gentlemen,
the Pod God.
Pod God is everywhere. You don't know where Pod God may show up today on this show. You don't know. Okay. Pod God is here. He's around us. He's everywhere.
Pod God wasn't here last Saturday. That's for damn sure.
Pod God might have came in last Saturday and cut the show off. You never
know. I think the Pod God did. Hey,
log me out real quick. Pod God here.
Pod God just wants to acknowledge me up for himself. That's all Pod God does.
Right. We're here. WrestleMania weekend. Podomania.
Finally.
Finally, the road has seemed long and arduous, but we made it. We're here. No speed bumps this year. I would say this was one of the smoothest roads to WrestleMania that we have had in recent memories. Given some of the things, although I guess you can say outside of the ring, there were some speed bumps. There was some stuff said today on the Pat McAfee show by some people that may, you know, volley the proverbial tribalism ball back and forth across the net. But we're here. 4 shows, 4 days. Hit up on social media, check out the schedule, subscribe to YouTube. Click the bell so you get notified when we go live to break down everything that is WrestleMania. We're going to cover ROH predictions here. That show's getting ready to kick off. Pre-show has already started. Pay-per-view is about to start in an hour. And we got NXT Stand and Deliver predictions tonight. And maybe a little something else. But how are we feeling? How's everybody doing? We good?
Yes. Yep. I'm ready to pod this week.
Ready to pod. That's what I like to hear. It is WrestleMania weekend, and we got to do things a little big around here. Pod God also said, hey, WrestleMania weekend, fix yourself a nice glass or something so you can get on the pod. I got the Happy Dad hat on. We're ready to go.
Doesn't share with the other fellas, but.
No, he doesn't. The old closet.
Nice vintage Turners over here.
Turners. Some water.
Nice 3 fingers. Nice 3 fingers over some ice.
Gonna keep using them 3 fingers, huh?
That's what she said.
Same to you, Cam.
Yeah,
same
to you, Cam. Get ready to pod. We're here. All right. Glass is filled. Mic is hot. Ready to go. Let's get into this ROH action first. Unless you guys got something else you want to say about Mania and the kickoff or anything else that caught your eye so far.
Yeah. Right now we got 2 matches for 0 hour, so kick things off with those. Got Cole Carter and Griff Garrison versus the Spanish Announce Project.
I don't care about any of these 4 people. Like, it's
you say jobber match.
That is my guy. Give me Griff.
Griff Garrison was still a person.
And if the Spanish Announce Project does not go through the Spanish Announce table, what are we even doing? Why are we even having a mercy match with that minute?
You can't kick that off in 0 hour.
Yeah, the hell you can.
Yes, you can. Want to get the crowd to watch.
Nobody else will go through a table the rest of the night, and I'm sure whoever's main event will be a little upset. But, I'll go Carter and Garrison.
Spanish Announce Project.
I like Cole. I'll give Cole the win.
Is that the worst name ever, Spanish Announce Project? That
sounds like homework.
It got to be top tier. That got to be top tier on the list of worst names ever.
I mean, it's up there.
Like, you have, like, Retribution and then maybe Spanish Announce Project.
That's hilarious. It do sound like 8th grade homework.
Get the PowerPoints out. Spanish Announce Project. Is it Drew Gulak? Is Drew Gulak going to show the PowerPoint?
The next one. Right now, it's a to-be-determined match. Varsity Athletes versus TBA.
So the Varsity Athletes took over for the Varsity Blondes, which was the Lexus King and Griff Garrison. They just switched the Varsity name to them. And TBA, I've never seen TBA work, but I heard the hell of a hand. They can really go in the ring.
I think they're taken from WWE. That's their new AEW name.
I think TBA is undefeated, so I'm taking TBA.
TBA for the win. Give me the. What are we doing, Ring of Honor? There's one match I'm really two matches I'm looking forward to. One, I'll get into my soapbox later as to why it's just stupid booking. But what are we doing? Like, are we even gonna have a Ring of Honor? Like, what's the point of the promotion at this point in time? Like, seriously, and I don't want to shit on it because I liked Ring of Honor. I watched Ring of Honor. I was a fan of Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor during the pandemic, I watched the foundation got me hooked back into Ring of Honor. The pure title tournament got me hooked back into Ring of Honor. Jonathan Gresham, after the company went under, kept Ring of Honor alive.
It ain't the same Ring of Honor, man.
I'll be watching the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
So everybody, not gonna lie, I'll probably be watching the Women's Final Four.
I'll be watching that
over SmackDown too, because the Go Home Show was Monday, not tonight. So there's nothing else going on.
So, all right, move past 0 hour. We're gonna get into the main card here, but we'll kick it off with the Stardom Showcase, and I'm not gonna butcher these names, so just read them here.
Yeah. It's team one versus team two.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can pick team one or team two. I am excited.
Brush up on the Japanese, man.
I am excited for Stardom to get some shine. Even though it's Ring of Honor, I don't know how many people are actually going to buy the pay-per-view and watch it, but these women can flat out go. So I'm excited to watch this match just for sheer fandom alone. Like, I don't know any of these people, but I'm excited as hell to watch it. So I don't care who wins. I just want a great match. I want the ladies to show up and show out. Toni Storm showed up in Stardom yesterday. So that partnership is there. So maybe we'll get some more crossover. But, yeah, this is an exhibition match to showcase what these ladies got, and I hope they bring it and steal the show, actually.
Yeah, bring some fresh eyes on them, you know, and see the people who haven't saw them, you know, see what they can do. So very interested in the match. Again, I don't know who they are because I don't watch Stardom, but very interested in the match.
I don't know the Stardom roster up and down. I know the top end of the Stardom roster, but like I said, they do great things. They put on really good pay-per-views. So give them some exhibition, and let's see what the ladies can do.
Steve, you brought up that Toni Storm was there, right? She brought up Forbidden Doors always open. So wouldn't mind seeing women actually get a little more play, you know, AEW Women's Division versus Stardom.
Yeah.
All right. Move on here. Fight Without Honor, Johnny TV versus Dalton Castle.
Hey, I've been entertained by these two. I know this ain't going to be everybody's cup of tea. Dalton Castle's a special breed to begin with, but...
No boys. The boys are gone.
Yeah.
So. It ain't the same. Yeah.
Unless they pull three new jobbers out to be the boys tonight.
Well, I mean, apparently we heard from Tony Khan, the boys got canned because they failed to show up for work multiple times, which if you're only working one day a week and you don't show up, I don't know who's going to keep a job doing that. Like, how are you not showing up for one day? Like, I got Johnny TV going over Dalton here.
Dalton.
Give me Johnny T.
Dalton Castle's been tremendous in this whole just letting himself go. He's like the entertaining bum. Like when bum ass Corbin was around, this is like bum Dalton Castle. And like all his superpowers are gone because the boys got kidnapped and taken away. But him laying in friggin' carts and eating sandwiches and just this has been hilarious. So
I'm expecting Johnny to win, but I'd love to see Dalton finally do something with Dalton in the new Ring of Honor, AEW, wherever they decide to put him.
I'm a fan of the Peacock. You gotta let the Peacock fly.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Party Peacock.
Yes.
Party Peacock was shit.
All right. ROH World Television Championship, Kyle Fletcher versus Lee Johnson.
I got Fletcher all day long. I think this will be a really good match though. Sneaky, sneaky. Like if this was on like Bet ESPN, you know, this may be like plus 700 to get match of the night, but I may throw, you know, $10 on it because of the payout. So I got Fletcher though.
Fletcher.
Is this shoddy Lee Johnson?
Do you know any other Lee Johnson?
No. Okay. Just want to make sure.
I'm going Fletcher.
Fletcher. Yeah. No discussion.
Moving on to the ROH World Tag Team Championship, the Undisputed Kingdom versus the Infantry.
I like what the Infantry got going on. I like the pairing. I don't think they're due to beat the Kingdom right now. Just because, but like these belts don't even matter because they haven't been on the show in 13 weeks. So again, like the it's hard to get excited when there hasn't been a whole lot to get me excited for as far as build goes. Like there's one match on this card that has had really strong build that I'm super excited for.
When the past 2 years, with that statement, the past 2 years, the Super Card of Honor has been like one of the most looking forward to cards of WrestleMania weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone down to nothing.
There's been no hype around this.
Yeah.
None. Like, I'm curious. It is in Philadelphia, so I don't know how many people are actually going to be there, what they're going to draw for it. But, yeah, I mean, you talk about the last two, and now you're looking at this. You're right when you say, Chris, it's a completely different brand.
Yeah. Well, got the Undisputed Kingdom.
Titles are
just because they've been on it.
So, yeah.
Just because they're AEW TV. Yeah.
Same. Go around the horn on that one. All right. So we get into the finals of the Ring of Honor Women's World Television Championship. Billy Starks versus Queen Amanada.
This tournament has been really good. I've enjoyed the tournament. I think these two were the right two to finish in the finals. I expect them two to go out and have a hell of a match. I got Billy Starks, you know, the minion. To get the belt here. Don't know if her, you know, Minion Overlord will retain in the women's title match, but I like Billy Starks here, even though I'm a huge fan of Queen Amanada.
Give me Amanada. I feel Billy has a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Billy.
I'm going to side with Jason on this. I'm going with Queen Amanada.
All right, split 2-2. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's move right into that one. The Ring of Honor Women's World Championship, Athena versus Hikaru Shida.
This is the only match worth paying your money for.
Yeah.
Like, this is the only one that I'm invested in. This is the only one I'm excited for. I thought last night they did a hell of a job with the contract signing. Shida's tremendous, and Athena, to me, is still top five in the world, even though she's not prominent in being shown.
Is there anybody that means more to the Ring of Honor brand right now than Athena?
No, she's been champ for 462 days or 468 days. It's something like that. Like, she's literally, she is Ring of Honor at this point.
Literally the only champ that appears on Ring of Honor television.
Exactly.
And I've been way more excited with the women of Ring of Honor than I have the men.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with her. Mm-hmm. Character-wise, story-wise, match-wise, bit of home run. We know Shida can go in the ring. I think two are going to absolutely tear the house down and be talked about for the weekend.
Steve, you brought it up many times before. We get all these Ring of Honor champions on AEW programming.
But her.
But her.
But the one you want to see.
Right. Right.
I mean, as anybody – I mean – don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind a Shida win, but it doesn't make sense. You know, I got Athena retaining, but
if they're not going to do nothing with Shida on AEW, then okay, I can see the title switch. But at the same time, like,
why end it? Just end it.
Why end it? It's not worth it. Athena is cooking. She's been cooking. Let her continue to cook.
That's and then be ROH transitional champ.
Exactly.
And then, especially if they would do something like where Shida takes it and then Athena wins it back.
Yeah,
like,
for no reason.
That, you know, like break up like a rain just to break up a rain.
Mm-hmm. That old WWE you think of.
Yeah.
When they did that.
But yeah, yeah, I'm putting all my money on this to be match of the night.
If he has that potential.
Mm-hmm.
Main event. ROH World Championship. Eddie Kingston versus Mark Briscoe.
Again, this is one that I would be more invested and more excited for if the build was better. Last night, the sit-down promo between them two was fantastic. You know, it's an easy story to tell. Eddie just lost to Okada. He's battling his demons. But he's not going to go down that rabbit hole because he wants to be 100% for Mark Briscoe because he owes it to Briscoe for Jay. Mark trying to win the belt. We know everything that happened with Jay. Mark was on pace to win the belt, I believe, from Claudio before he got injured and had to go out, which is why Kingston got the belt in the first place. My only problem with this is where the stupid booking comes in. These two are wrestling for the ROH Tag Team Championship right now, tonight. And in 3 weeks, they're tag teaming with Edge against the House of Black at Dynasty.
Yeah.
Why? How? Somebody please tell me how that makes any sense. No. So they're going to battle it out. Mark Briscoe's – I'm picking Briscoe to win. I want Briscoe to win.
Mm-hmm.
So now Kingston's going to lose two titles. All he has is New Japan Strong. He's really going to be off the hinges. And you want them to tag team to face House of Black with Adam Copeland?
No sense.
Nothing, right? Like, yeah. Nothing at all. Like, explain to me – that booking.
It doesn't make sense at all.
And I get Mark Briscoe has had issues with House of Black, and they've been doing that on Rampage and Collision, and I get it, and that's fine. You can have him in the match with Adam.
It fits.
Especially because Briscoe came out and cost Buddy Matthews the match and everything else. Like, it fits. I get it. Cool. But don't put Eddie there. That makes no sense, especially if you're going to have him drop the belt to Mark. And then on the flip side, if Eddie retains, you think Briscoe wants to go out there and tag team with somebody that he just lost the belt to? Where he's going to feel, I let my brother down because I didn't win the ROH title?
It's basically got to be like, that happened on Ring of Honor, this is happening on AEW. That's basically what they're trying to tell
you. We all know that type of
two different worlds.
That type of booking.
Just means House of Black this minute.
That type of booking never works. And this stupid triple threat match that they booked at Dynasty is only to set up Copeland versus Malakai Black at Double or Nothing, which I'm going to put that on the books right now. So, spoiler alert. So, all in all, it just makes no sense, man. Like, I want to be excited for this match. I like both of these guys. I enjoy watching both of these guys wrestle. I know you guys aren't Kingston fans. I don't care.
No, not at all.
I don't care.
Not at all.
But a booking perspective, this makes zero sense. Which you already announced that's coming forward in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Who books the shows?
I know. He booked a hell of a show on Wednesday, though. I'll give him that. We might touch on that tomorrow. Before we get into our WrestleMania Night 1 predictions and that, but. Yeah, this should have a bigger feel. It should be a bigger moment for Mark Briscoe winning the ROH title, given everything that the Briscoe name means to Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the show might not, but it might be big enough for him being in Philadelphia and just that kind of being like where Ring of Honor like really got its start.
That's what I'm saying. That's why there should be even more emphasis on it. Like, if you look at everything surrounding it, you're in Philly. The Briscoes from Delaware, like they got their name in the Northeast, like everything, like you said, with Ring of Honor originally, Chris, in Philly, like it should be a bigger deal than what it is. And this pay-per-view is getting no traction. It's like a wet fart in church. I'll take myself with a reference there.
We'll see how it goes by the end of the weekend, but I think, you know, in the past we've said Supercard of Honor has the potential to be the most talked about event of the weekend. And that's not going to happen this weekend. I don't see it happening.
There's no FTR Briscoes on this card to make people talk for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know.
No pure title?
No.
No pure title. Who's the who?
I was just about to say, I don't even know who the pure champion is.
Is it was it Yuta?
Is he still?
Yuta's hurt right now, so okay. If he is champ, that's why he's not on the card. Okay.
Anybody watching out there, let us know who the pure champion is.
Who's with Fletcher?
Who's Flex?
Was one of them well, his part is in there too, isn't he?
Fletcher's part of the Don Callis family. Yep, Wheeler. Okay, that's why he's not on the show. Wheeler. He's hurt.
No. Thanks, Nate.
Surprised there wasn't a tournament for that title.
I'm going Briscoe. Yeah.
You're not taking the belts off BCC.
Yeah, like I said, this card, it's a one-match show, and it's Athena and Sheeta.
Yeah.
Will the talent go out there and put their best foot forward? Absolutely.
Always.
We'll just say it's a women's show. Yeah.
Will there be?
Women's going to steal all the matches, pretty much.
I was thinking the same thing, Jason, because if it's not Athena and Sheeta, it's going to be Stardom stealing the show, probably. So
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Both those matches together just combined.
Said,
you know, I wouldn't sleep on Starks and Almanada.
You have no argument for me in that regard. So, you might as well call Ring of Honor WOW. For women of wrestling.
Or just Women of Honor, like they tried to do in the past.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything we want to cover up? Over here
just,
on Ring
just
of Honor.
Real quick, before we jump into NXT, real quick, just one last question to wrap up this ROH talk. Is there anything that TK can do to get life back in Ring of Honor right now?
Hand over the booking to somebody else.
It needs to be its own completely different show.
Exactly.
Put it on TV.
Maybe they're waiting for that for the new contract this year.
I've been hearing new contract talk since forever.
Well, they're waiting for Warner to finish up with the basketball negotiations.
And have a definitive roster.
Yes.
Now it is a jockey and talent.
It's back and forth. It's terrible.
Yeah.
All right. That's your Ring of Honor predictions. Enjoy the show if you're watching it 30 minutes from now. I'm gonna tune in.
And if you're watching it right now, let us know who TBA was.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Chime in the comments. Let us know who TBA is because we all bet on TBA. All right. NXT Stand and Deliver. Do we want to give any precursor thoughts or just run through the card and commentate as we normally do with the prediction itself?
We can run through the card because this is feeling like Ring of Honor too.
I'll tell you what, I really wanted to send out a message to you guys Tuesday night because that was the first NXT show I've watched in a while.
Oh, you watched the bad show. You watched the bad show.
I was like, what the hell do you guys see in this show?
You watched the bad show.
That felt like a main roster go home show the last couple years.
Yeah.
There was no heat.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was awful.
That was one of the worst wrestling shows, top to bottom, I've watched in a long time.
Yeah, Tuesday night was not a good watch.
Yeah, you got it.
Because I was hype. I was hype coming out of Monday night. I'm like, okay, we're getting go home shows. We're getting old school go home shows. Like, they got me hooked, ready for Mania. I'm hype coming into Tuesday. I saw the Trick Mello. I'm like, okay, and then boom, and I watched it, and I wasted 2 hours of my life.
Yeah.
It's had to Lexus team TV.
Glad it wasn't just me. Okay.
I feel a little bit better.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a punch in the heart.
Now, look, it was. I get coming on here and criticizing and saying stuff is the drizzling shits. So as we go through this card, piggybacking off what happened on Tuesday in the card itself, I'll throw out some ideas and some stuff that I would have did differently to maybe make it better get some more heat on it, as they say. But just playing off of Tuesday night, they sold over 13,000 tickets for this show. You would think they would want to come in hot as fire for this.
Yes.
Where is this at tonight or tomorrow?
I'm not sure what arena they're at.
Are they in the
should it be Wells Fargo
arena or is it is that Wells Fargo or is it in a separate?
I know they well. There's not too many arenas in Philly, like in Philly that hold 13,000 people. So, I mean, the Wells Fargo would make sense.
I wasn't sure if maybe they were.
It's in California? No.
No, it's in Philly.
Don't know what it was. Quick facts.
See, that's what happens when your timeline's so screwed up with twerking ass.
Can't
Wikipedia anything.
I would have much rather scrolled through Jason's timeline Tuesday night rather than watching that full 2 hour show.
Would have been. He said Wells Fargo, Jason.
Wells Fargo. Yeah.
Yeah. They have to be there. Yeah. Where everything else is at. So.
Let's get into we got one countdown match, and that's Sean Spears versus Joe Gacy.
So they made this match Tuesday night.
Oh God.
Thanks for the hype return, Sean.
No, I actually like what Spears is doing.
I'm enjoying like Spears too, yeah.
It's Gacy.
It's just you have if you had Gacy. Gacy's in everything right now.
Everybody's story. Like, everybody's storyline.
You're fighting the Mad Jack. You just fought Oba. Give this just if they'd have built a story just by themselves, it'd have been okay. You got Gacy and everything pulling out prop punches like he's the Joker. Come on.
I think they're trying to make him like a R-Truth down there. Just try to be comedic, but like on a sadistic side of comedic. Mm-hmm. And it's not working. Yeah. I mean, I never liked Gacy from the beginning. So it doesn't do anything for me. It's like a wall, paint drying.
They took him from the cult leader Bray Wyatt character, the Carrot Top. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. But basically.
And then is he even medically
cleared? I'm enjoying his matches, but
is he even medically cleared? Was the back injury stoppage? Was that a work or a shoot?
I don't know. Oba looked kind of confused. He might actually be injured.
I thought it was a work as I was watching it live. But I like Spears' character. I like what he's doing. You know, I don't know what's going on with Rich Holland. If he actually retired, I haven't heard anything else.
Good.
Then, like you thought that was the story, and that
Donald
was
wanted him off TV, so they listened to Donald.
But you would have thought that would have been the match for the pay per view.
Of course, yeah.
Retire,
yeah, retire. Take that chairman persona he always used and smack him a couple times.
But if we're gonna get Spears as the character to draw the worst out of people, I can get behind that and see.
Yes.
Just because it's something different down there. That's not something that's been done the way that I think he can portray it. So
definitely. But Spears for the win. Gacy means nothing.
Same. All right. On to the main card. We got a 6-woman tag team match.
Donald, you're shaking your head.
Well,
he was complaining last week.
I was complaining about this last week about putting them together. Yeah. Thea and JC should have their own match one-on-one. I mean, they had a story built up for a while not to throw them in a 6-person tag. And Keoni and Kalani and Keoni should have a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because they had a story built up. But to save time, to have everybody on the show, they just threw them all together in one big story.
Why not put something on the countdown then? Could split up, do something on the countdown instead.
Well, because you got to get, you know, Sam Roberts to do his NXT pre-show. Look, man... JC's promo Tuesday night was arguably the brightest spot of the damn show. When she came through the curtain and cut the promo with Ava sitting there right next to her. I was like, oh, this is great.
I like that.
Yeah, I was like, this is great. I did all this because you took the shine off me that should have never left. I whooped Gigi's ass and got her out of here. And then y'all stuck me and chased you? Nah. I'm bringing the spotlight back around to me. And I thought it was her best promo.
There's too much.
Yes.
Too much potential in this match to be a six man.
Exactly.
Exactly. So then Tuesday night, you'll get the matches.
Well, I mean, Tuesday, you get JC versus Thea, and you'll get a tag with Fallon and Kalani against Kiana.
Again. Again.
I got the heels. I want the Mean Girls.
Yeah, I got the heels.
And that's where they should go with that stable. They're going to keep them four women together. Let them be Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Like don't have the Toxic Attraction esque entrance. No. We're going Mean Girls. We're going to be them bitches that you all went to high
school plastics.
With. You all went to high school with. You know the crew.
Plastics. And just whoop ass backstage and in the parking lot.
That's it. That's it.
Because they do love that parking lot.
Yes, they did.
And the ball. The barroom, where that is.
Afterwards, file down your broken nails, grab your Prada, your Louis bags, and hop in your drop top, and we'll see you next week when you do the same shit again. I'd be all for that. Sign me up. I'm watching that.
Yeah.
Because again, like you said, with the Spears and that, it'd be something different down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not the women's faction that's all about, oh, we're so hot and good looking. Nah, we're bitches. And we're just gonna treat you like dirt. Okay, that's relatable. Everybody in junior high and high school can relate to that. And all and four of those women can turn that character up to 11.
Mm-hmm. And they have the women's roster that they can do it to.
Exactly.
Also. They do.
Yeah, that can tee up a women's war games now.
Yes, you can.
Right, like you got four. All you need is a fifth.
Roxanne.
We'll get it.
All right, moving take on. Right. NXT Tag Team Championship: Corbin and Breaker versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
Another. What the hell are we doing? I got on here two pods ago. The Good Brothers dropped out to Los Lotharios or whatever LWO or whatever freaking tag team it was. And then they come in here and they lose to Axiom and Frazier.
Where are the Good Brothers at?
I like Axiom and Frazier. Them two dudes can go.
Good Brothers better be calling their friends the Young Bucks for a job.
Frazier does nothing for me when he speaks.
Oh, none of them do. Yeah, no. You just got it in between the ropes. Yeah, no.
Like, this is your classic size versus speed matchup, which can play out really well. Like, we saw a really good size versus speed match on Wednesday night with Ospreay and Hobbs. And this is typical size versus speed.
Ricochet.
I just don't know if I can buy in Axiom and Frazier actually beating Corbin and Breaker. And I don't even know if you can get a shock and awe roll up for a victory when you're looking at these two on paper. This should be anything, a 45
the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment.
If anything, Chris is going to be happy because Corbin's eating the pin. So
that was going to be my guess.
But how do you just have them? I was waiting for them to show up. How do you just have them on the little balcony? That's it. No promo, no nothing. Just.
The crow's nest got to go. I hate that shot.
Yes, it does.
Everybody uses it. Like, it worked whenever it was the
top. It's a tag team prop now.
It's everything. That's where people get thrown through the wall. It's where everybody just scout everything at. It got to go.
Yeah, it got to go.
No.
Find something different.
I can't pick against Corbin and Breaker looking at this matchup. Like, there's nothing believable that Axiom and Nathan Frazier are going to win this match. I can't do it.
It's wrestling. Well, give me Axiom and Frazier. Golden hour.
Nope. Corbin and Braun.
Time for Braun to go up.
I mean, I don't care who's going up or not. I mean, he could go up with the title and they could just think vacate it.
He thought
because have another tournament. Just have another tournament.
They never tournaments in the air.
Two against two.
Well, you got Frazier and Axiom because you hate Corbin.
Yeah.
No, of course. And no way in hell I'm picking either of them to win.
You don't like Braun either?
No. God, no.
Oh, man. The War Dogs have been great together. You haven't been watching, that's why.
They've been entertaining.
What I watched this week was enough to be not tuning in. North American Championship. Who we got here? Because this doesn't make any sense to me either.
Well, you have the knockoff version of Moose and Obafemi. Still, it's a flat out steal of a gimmick. Right down to the chant. Instead of saying Moose on the song, they do the whatever it's called chant. Dijak. Don't even say it's different because it's not.
All that Wakanda Forever shit. That's what that is.
Yeah. Okay. It's Moose's gimmick. It's Moose. Briggs does nothing for me. He's just.
I like Briggs. Since the beginning, breakout tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I like Briggs.
Dijak
might be out tonight.
Dijak shows up and shows out on pay per views. I just don't know if he can. I don't know if he can do it in this match with these two.
He can. I mean, he fought Keith Lee all the time, and Obi is.
But Oba's not experienced. Oba is.
Yeah, he might be the. He'll be wiggling in this.
He's greener than a spray painted lawn.
But he's either person taking the title off of him.
I actually want to see Briggs win.
I want Dijak to win it and run with the belt.
Not Street Justice, Dijak. Give me something else. Not Boss Man Baton. Get out of here.
Nails.
I was looking at Dijak whenever he came out, and I'm like, he cut that promo on Tuesday and everything, and I'm like, I could somewhat believe this if this was more along the lines of like Max Payne. You remember the PlayStation game, Max Payne?
Yeah.
Like, if you give me that, I could buy into the gimmick. But this, like you said, like, just the.
Can we just stop with the gimmicks?
Called him a chef wannabe.
I mean, the retort was great. He goes, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm white. Yeah, so, like. I just like he's really good on social media. He can go bell to bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a flat out studded ring. Let the man sink let him sink or swim on his own with something. Stop pigeonholing him in the shit where it doesn't come across as legitimate. And I feel like that's why the fans haven't bought into him, given the performances he's gave them in the ring. You think they would be more behind him than what they are, and it's because of these stupid gimmicks they keep saddling him with.
If he went back to black and gold Dijak,
yeah,
he might have something.
Like when we first saw him live, when he was doing this stuff, yes, go back to that.
I don't know. They see a lot in this Obafemi kid.
I mean, they're super high on Oba.
Yeah. So I don't know if they take it off of him.
Somebody said that this is what they wished Apollo Crews was. I thought that was a little harsh on Apollo.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
But I'm gonna pick Dijak.
I'm gonna say Oba retains it. All right, so here's the match that you guys wanted to talk about. Women's Championship, Lyra versus Perez.
What did you think of this sit-down on Tuesday?
Absolutely terrible because of Metaphor being out there.
I was actually more entertained by Metaphor. With Noam Dar grabbing the pillow, putting the pillow in front of his face when she called her a bitch. Like, I'm like, okay.
singing Roxanne. I was
yeah.
But yeah, great. I didn't need all of it. They could have just had a regular sit down or a contract signing. Give me a contract signing. That'd have been better.
Again, I'll keep saying this until Roxanne can promo me the way that she needs to as a heel. Mm. I'm not going to buy into it. It's forced. It's not natural.
I enjoyed the one like 2 weeks ago. This little back and forth between the two, when neither one of them can carry a conversation all like that. Yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
And then you got the babyface champ putting the heel through a table.
Yeah, you know what that means. And you know what that means.
WWE booking, we know what that means.
So, Donald, I mean, 2 weeks ago, you said you were all in with Roxanne. Like, you're still all in going into this match.
I'm all in on Roxanne, mm-hmm. Yeah. But Tuesday was just terrible. It was bad. I'm all in on her.
Same.
I am. And she's the winner because she got put through the table. Just confirms it.
She's winning.
So I got
Roxanne too, but like I said, I need, like, I don't know. The heel gimmick is there with the Prodigy aspect, like I said months ago when this first started the show. And it's like they've gone away from that and just tried to take her to a place where she has a bitchy, mean attitude, and that's why she's a heel. And it's not working. Like, you can't just add blue to the tips of your hair and talk with more attitude and more bass in your voice and expect me to buy you as a heel.
Is there anybody to plug in? No matter who wins, is there anybody to plug in next?
For her, if she wins?
And just in the main event picture.
Oh.
I can – on it at
6-way match.
I can maybe make an argument, maybe not right away, but I can make an argument for Sol Ruka getting a shot at Roxanne as a heel champ.
That
I know.
It's that knee brace for me. It's that knee brace.
But like baby face wise,
yeah,
it's nobody's there.
Really yeah, they don't got a whole lot to throw at her.
Maybe if Nikita was healthy.
Yeah. Do you run? I mean, her and Vice still got a story. Mm.
Yeah, but you can't turn Lola face. Like, she's just a natural heel.
Well, Natty's doing that for her. So
the crowd. She's the heel. She's facing the crowd.
I mean, Natty's doing that for her. So don't worry, she'll be facing.
Does Natty get the shot?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely, I mean, that would be a hell of a match.
Absolutely not. Because then we're back at the Natty formula. Hey, new champ. And Natty gets first crack at
if you want to go like dark horses, and this is going to take some time to get either one of these two there based on where they're at right now, but what about like Gigi or Ariana Grace?
Neither. To me, your next in line is either Kehlani filing or Kiana. In ring wise, those are like your next up people for me.
Well, they dropped the ball with Kiana, so.
Do you remember when we used to watch NXT and we used to actually be able to tell, like, here's your next wave, then here's your next wave?
Yeah.
It does feel like they're kind of floating right now, right? Mm-hmm. Which is odd. Like, and maybe we're
potential, but nobody's in that picture yet. They're not pushing anybody.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like maybe they have their next group of like three or four, but nobody is standing out to make me go as an audience member, oh, that's who they're prepping. That's going to be the next in line.
The two of their stars are hurt.
Yes,
it's right. Nikita and Cora. I mean, so
now here's a question.
Gap right there.
I know who Nikita even back for before she got injured.
A match, a
couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Cora was the same way. Like,
yeah, she was.
And this, and to me, if Cora doesn't get hurt, this is Cora winning the belt, not Roxanne.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe does Cora come back as a face? She's been injured. She's been gone. You know, would it be gone almost 2 years at this point, given the time for the double reason why she was out, and then now the knee.
You said she got, what, 6 months left?
Probably. Six to eight.
So Roxanne full heel, Cora come back full face, complete reversal.
I mean, we know how fans are when people have been away long enough, they come back, and if they were bad when they left, they come back and they get the pop and the ovation.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Cora's been around enough to get that adulation like somebody main roster wise that we see that's there, goes away, and then comes back and is cheered.
If she comes back on in the performance center, she'll get it.
So that if you still have Roxanne,
she'll get it because you'll know the storyline. So yeah,
and her and Roxanne got history. So like, you know, the roles will be reversed, and who knows by that time, because that'll be a long run for Roxanne. Like she may be in her groove as a heel, and it may look better than what it does right now. So. But it is a wait and see on the women's side as to who would be next up.
It definitely is.
If a title switch is made.
All right, let's get into the NXT Championship. Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo.
Dragunov, next.
Thank you.
Exactly.
All right, so the main event of the evening. Carmelo Hayes versus Trick Williams.
Hold on, pause.
Get D'Angelo off my screen. He's worse than Dijak to me.
did they oversell and over the like they, this? They went way too heavy with the garlic for this storyline. Like they put way too much garlic in the pot today for this storyline. Okay, I get the Tony D, the Dawn of NXT. I get it, right? Sopranos esque, any type of mob reference you want to make.
Too much. Too much.
But this was just so over the top, and it was so just and it was so repetitive.
Yeah,
it's like how many times are you going to show Ilya how far your power reaches to make Ilya go, okay, I'm scared now? Like, and then Ilya just keeps yelling the same thing, I'm unbreakable. Like, what are we doing?
Is it too much Alfredo?
It is. The same thing every week. Stopped in the tunnels. Stopped at the car. I'm gonna throw you over the bridge. I like
Stacks because it's just all that the whole thing together is just get it out of here.
And like I said, with them being NXT tag champs, if Tony ends up winning the belt, it's gonna be nothing but a prop.
Yeah.
He is more backstage entertainment character than a wrestler for me.
I will say this. I'm gonna give Tony some rope. I think Tony in this match has a chance to prove a lot of people wrong as far as what they think of him in the ring, bell to bell.
If you can't have a match with Dragunov, that's bad. Yeah.
This is his sink or swim, legitimately. Like, you can have the character down to a T, cool. But if you ain't going in there, and if Dragunov, if it's going to come away and be like, then yeah, nah, sorry, you ain't got a kid.
Exactly what you said for the tag titles earlier, Steve. You couldn't see how Axiom or Nathan Frazier could defeat Baron Corbin and Braun Breaker. I can't see how Tony D'Angelo can beat Dragunov.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt. They did nothing to give you any doubt that Ilya is going to lose this match
with a crowbar.
Get better
with the stun gun coming out again.
Hey, look.
How do we kill off a streak? How do we kill a company?
there's been a lot of rumor and innuendo as far as Ilya getting the call up after Mania. They're really high on him up on the main roster. Even with that float out there, I can't say Tony D.
He got to win it, and they just got to vacate it and have a tournament.
It's Trix title. So
right now, I don't need Dragunov on the main roster. I don't know if this is still in play, you know, but if NXT Europe is still a thing, you got to save him to help build that up and make that what it is. Him be one of the shining stars. After he gets that, help set that up, then you can move him to the main roster.
I mean, it's a clean sweep for
you. And exactly what Jason said. It's Trix title.
I think they booked themselves into a corner where they didn't want to take the belt off Ilya, but knowing that they were going to go Trick Mello, and they were like, okay, what are we going to do for Ilya? Like, who? Like, we don't have Waller. We don't, you know what I mean? Like, who are we going to do for Ilya? Because it was like, oh, Tony D. like, that's what it feels like. They got so focused on the trees that they didn't look at the forest as a whole, and then they got lost in the woods, and it was like, oh my gosh, come over here.
That's actually, I'll give you that. That's a really good analogy for this event. Period.
Oh, for this card as a whole?
Yeah.
For this night.
Yeah.
Other than this.
I'm not even hyped for this no more.
No.
Nope.
I killed
Tuesday, it for you. Tuesday night absolutely killed this.
They could have left it with the vignettes.
Absolutely killed this Tuesday night.
But you know they're going to deliver in the ring for this match.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'd be very surprised if they didn't deliver.
I know it sets up for them to match up perfectly. Size, speed, power, quickness, high flat, like, and they do a lot of stuff that's similar. But I don't know. There's just something about it just has me going, eh. Like, not there. And I want to be there. The angle should have me there. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your classic turn on your best friend that we love about pro wrestling that has hooked us throughout time. And it's just not there for me. In the last couple weeks,
it took too long.
That could be the case as well.
Sit out too long.
Because it was stale there in the middle. It was very stale. It was. And then Tuesday did not help at all, especially with them praising each other.
Yeah, why are we going with the – why are we – like, this, you know, there's some rap beef going on right now between, you know, Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake. We got the top three beefing right now. J. Cole dropped a track today as a response. Shooting, you know, a little warm-up action for Kendrick, see if he responds, and then he's going to hit him with the heavy hitters. But it's like that fake rapper love between you call up this rapper on stage, this is my boy, this is my best friend. Da, da, da. No, I want Tupac and Biggie hit him up. Give me that.
Why after Carmelo won the title was he never the same Carmelo? Because we always wanted him to be, you know, Melo's money, you know, and ever since then he's just. He did this with Braun, where he gave Braun his flowers instead of going after him like he did before. And it's basically the same formula in this.
Yeah, that's what definitely killed it for me. I like when Gargano and Ciampa was at their, you know, peak of hate with each other. They didn't come out and be like, oh, this was my friend for a long time.
This should have been too much.
Oh, my God, I love this and that. Yeah, like. They never did that. It just went straight violent.
There was a lot of time off, there was a lot of time off in that feud due to Ciampa's neck injury.
Yes,
and that still felt like the
yes,
the piss.
Like the fire was burning. Yeah, right. The fire was burning.
No, still. No Diddy, Nate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but yeah, it was like this is a blood feud. This should be a blood feud. This is not
very personal.
Coming out and saying, yo, we were supposed to do this scene together, and I love you, you love me, singing Barney's theme song at the end of the show. And then whenever they got into it and tried to throw the barbs, I didn't believe either one of them.
Well,
you're Trick right. isn't there on the mic yet, and Mello, he's not a talker. I don't buy Mello at all on the mic. Never have. People love him. I don't. He's not there for me yet.
Like I said, I enjoyed Mello on the mic long before he was main event Mello.
To me, Trick is the bigger star in this match.
Yes.
And that should piss Mello off. Like, that should be the antithesis of Burn. Yeah, yeah. That should be the reason why you took his knee out. That should be the reason why you attacked him. Not this, oh, I had to get you before you got me. No. Your star power was outshining mine, and it pissed me off. So because of that, I'm taking you out. I'm the megastar. I'm him. You're not him. I'm him. Your star's not going to shine brighter than mine, so I took you out because, no, I'm the Big Dipper, the North Star.
But then what are you going to get after this? Melo's going to end up being on the main roster most likely, and Trick's down there. It's over.
Good.
You know, it's like...
Because it's been going on too long.
Yeah, hey, Trick is like,
you want shock and awe, you call up Trick and you leave Melo in NXT. Dude. You're getting Trick signs and whoop them Trick chants?
Yeah. You're going to whoop that Trick chant during a Rock segment.
You're putting Trick in OTM.
You do that, you might as well put him in Chase U.
And then if you circle back to Trick and Ilya, then it's like, why don't you just give Trick the belt then when they...
From the beginning.
Yeah. Like...
Because that would be too many times.
They booked themselves into a mess right here with this. And all parties got hurt by it. Ilya doesn't have the match that he should have. Trick and Mello don't feel like it's the match that it should be. And, yeah. I hope they deliver. I really do.
I hope so, too.
This so what is we got from tonight? This is Trick's moment. Give me Mello.
You pulling a gun from last year? You had the fans pissed off. You
gonna is piss that off? Foreshadowing? Is that foreshadowing?
You gonna piss off the fans Saturday afternoon and then have your Bloodline win Saturday night?
Just say it. Off Philly
every single day. That's gonna be the motto. I hope it doesn't. I hope it snows. I hope it snows on Sunday.
But the motto fuck your story. That's just gonna be.
I want to build a Santa with snowballs.
But Chris, to circle back to your ROH comment from before, NXT pay per views, takeovers, they were the most talked about. They were the most hyped. They had the marquee matches that you wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And for this to be this card for Mania Week show. Mania.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like anything they did on a PLE has been gold this year. This ain't living up to it.
Which because it's wrestling, it's gonna turn out to be an amazing show, right? Like we're running it down drizzling shits and Tuesday night sucked, and this is and then yeah, I don't match of the night.
Match of the afternoon, I should phrase it as.
I'll go to NA. Give me the NA title.
Triple threat.
Yeah.
Normally, having Dijak in a match on a PLE gives me an easy. Yeah, I can circle that, but I don't know if Oba and Briggs can elevate their games to that level. We haven't seen Oba in this stage yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they work together to take Oba out and them two go at it for a little bit, there's more hope there because I think Brace can do a little bit more than Oba can. Yeah. But I'll go Trigger Mello just because, even though I just said everything I said about the match itself, there's something off about it, man. And I could be a complete fool, and I may come on here Sunday and say that I had it completely wrong. Yeah. But I don't know, man. Just something about them too, man. It's not hitting for me the way that I thought it would.
Tomorrow I'll be like, did you see that Tony D match?
Come on here praising Tony D Sunday afternoon when we go live again before night two.
I'm getting Chase an FBI shirt tomorrow.
Hey, the FBI made a return
the whole time.
little Guido, the FBI made a return in TNA yes. last night.
The real mob family.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Trick and Mello.
Trick and Mello. Yeah.
Anything else from either one of these two pay-per-views?
Let's just hope we have something good to talk about them.
Yeah.
I think NXT will deliver. I think NXT will deliver.
I'm hoping. Stand and deliver.
I think they will. Mm-hmm. And if they are looking for a new champ whenever Ilya goes up, I mean, Sean never won an NXT title, so, you know, since we're resume checking these days.
One more match.
They got one of those ones in Wells Fargo Arena?
Sean and Soul Cole will stare off. WrestleMania 14 all over again.
Have you guys paid attention to anything that's gone on WrestleMania weekend so far as you know other promotions and other shows? Anything that caught your eye?
I didn't see it, but heard Marsh and Shayna.
Yeah, Masha Slamovich and Shayna Baszler at Bloodsport was fantastic. Like, that is Shayna's element, boy. She looked like an absolute star. And Masha, kudos to her.
It was available to watch today. I didn't get
yeah,
to
yeah. You know, I did see Mike Speedball Bailey versus RVD with Jerry Lynn as the referee. It was a pretty cool WrestleMania moment there.
Ooh, that
I want to say it was in the ECW arena last night.
Company.
I don't remember, and I forgot to bookmark it.
Was that the ECW?
The little tribute thing. I think it might have been.
All I keep hearing about is it's either the WrestleMania stuff going on where it's going on, or it's stuff at the ECW arena. Mm-hmm. Why is the Lulu Temple not getting any love for WrestleMania weekend?
Anything for SmackDown tonight?
Low expectations again.
Very low.
Are you going to watch the Hall of Fame inductions?
No.
I'll probably watch it. Mostly just for Paul.
Was Roman the right person to induct Paul?
Yeah.
No.
I'd say no, but hopefully he gets out there and kills it.
What did Tommy Dreamer say?
But he didn't have Roman there. No. He didn't have Roman. He had it being like Punk or Austin, like in that. You know, he didn't pick Roman as being on the roster.
But, you know. Like him and Bully Ray said, it's a TV show that they got to produce. He gets it. You got to go who he's with right now.
If an individual with the initials BL. Does not get caught up in a certain accusation named in a certain case, do you think he's the one to induct Heyman?
No.
No.
No, he's not a talker. Yeah. I think if he would have, it would have been short and sweet and let Heyman have the time.
I think he would have did it for Paul. Yeah. It would have been cool to see, but... Yeah. Yeah, the Hall of Fame, man, I haven't tuned into the past couple. Like, I think the last one I watched start to finish was when Brett got attacked in the ring.
That's the last one I saw because we were there.
I've never seen Jason smile so much in my life.
Well, he's the number one WWE superstar of all time. Don't.
Acknowledge it, Jason. Acknowledge it.
This man ain't on anybody's Mount Rushmore. And if it is, you have to say in-ring wrestler technician or something. You got to have a criteria for him to be on your Mount Rushmore.
When I saw that he was number one,
I was like at three, and I was like, hold on, I haven't seen Bret Hart. And then two came, and then I was like, oh, fuck no.
I told Jason I was legitimately shocked whenever I saw it. I was like, okay, they got everybody. Like, who else is above everybody? And I saw that. I want to throw myself off the window.
Hold on. I read through the list starting at 50, and I got down, and I saw Stone Cold at 2, and I'm like, they put Hogan at 1. Meanwhile, Hogan was back.
He was 10. 10. Yeah, Hogan was 10.
He was back at 10, and I was like, oh, shit. And then I saw Bret Hart, and I was like, oh, no wonder why Jason hates this.
Well, they had Flair at 17.
They had Flair at 17?
Somewhere around here, that's criminal.
Yeah.
Well, no. It wasn't criminal if you looked at their criteria. We're big on criteria on this show.
I didn't see their criteria.
WWE. Any of their criteria.
If you read the criteria, it was their impact in WWE. So
WWE.
The 14 titles that he won outside of WWE didn't factor in to this rating.
He still
Flair had WWE. Flair had 2 moments, if you count WWE wise.
And his they retirement were better.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
his retirement and his Rumble win.
Yeah, yeah. There's a tear in my eye and I love you from Shawn Michaels.
Better than anything Bret Hart has ever done.
I'm with you on that. It is. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're going to have to save that list for another weekend and break that down for sure.
That's going to be a game in 4 weeks.
Instead of Jason Kidd.
Yeah, his homework's already done. He sent that over to Chris, like, here, just put this away for next month.
The anti-Hart show.
Bret versus Owen was a great match.
All right. Anybody got anything else before we wrap up here?
We got a busy weekend. Let's wrap it up.
Yes, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thanks for tuning in to Night 1 of Podomania. We will be live tomorrow morning at our regular time, 11 a.m. for Day 2, Episode 2 of Podomania 4, breaking down Night 1 predictions for WrestleMania, as well as the week it was in the world of pro wrestling, Mount Rushmore's Mushes of the Week. And we got a little WrestleMania trivia for our game tomorrow. Okay? So, Chris, I don't know if you Googled answers beforehand.
I did not.
All right. I want you to be on the up and up with it. But I got 6 questions. I could have did more, but I kept it to 6.
I almost texted you back. I'm like, you should have just like been the host for that. Not even sent it to me. Just.
Well, I can pick 6 different ones if you want me to. I kind of went like
this. Trivia.
Here, but yeah.
Keep us all on our toes for it.
Yeah, I may throw a bonus round question or two in there as well. But I like the 6 that I picked. I thought they were a pretty good range and variety. So we got WrestleMania trivia tomorrow. Sunday, we're live 3 p.m. for Night 1 recap, Night 2 predictions. And then Monday, we're live 7 p.m. for the fallout from WrestleMania and the Raw after Mania. So tune in, strap in, get your drinks ready. It's going to be a long weekend with your boys. As the pod god said, the biggest event of the year, Podomania 4. Episode 1. I'm a Mark, you're a Mark Telemark. Until next time, y'all can catch us around the way.